Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests. Proven in all 50 states, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Kiss 98.5. We welcome to the show 16-year-old Sydney Sterlace. You're from West Seneca, but now you're in Los Angeles for the finale of The Voice. Did you ever imagine this would happen to you?
This has been a dream of mine my entire life. I've always been singing, and I've always dreamed about being on a show like this. But I never imagined that I would be in the finale of a show like this. So just talking to you right now and how I'm here, I don't even know what to say because it does not feel real at all.
Well, Sydney, I can tell you that the hometown love for you is huge and everybody knows somebody that knows you or your family. So what do you want to say to those that are supporting you in Western New York?
I just want to say thank you so much to everybody in Buffalo supporting me. I really could not be here right now without everybody voting for me and cheering me on. I'm overwhelmed with so much love and everyone reaching out and texting me and calling me. I'm just so happy that I can say Buffalo is my home.
Sydney, can we rewind to when you were younger?
Mm-hmm.
How old were you when your mom noticed you might have a special talent?
I was around 7 or 8 years old when my parents realized that they told me that I would just sing like Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, and it would sound different than the regular little kid. So then they put me into a voice studio. And ever since then, I've just been singing around Buffalo. And then that kind of is what got me the courage to audition for a show like The Voice.
You've got sisters, right?
Yeah, I have two sisters, two little sisters.
Do you guys ever perform together at home as a group?
My one sister kind of sings a little bit and we'll do harmonies together once in a while. But my other sister, she dances and I feel like I'd have to beg her to sing with me.
Let's talk about song selection. What's been your favorite performance so far?
I think personally, my favorite performance was Bruises by Louis Capaldi. I sang that in the Knockouts. It's just, I love that song. So that's kind of the reason why it's my favorite. And also, I just felt like myself. I loved my outfit and my hair and just, I don't know, I felt really confident in that performance. And then I'd also have to say Betty by Taylor Swift. I mean, it's a great song and it was the performance that got me into the live shows, so that one is also my favorite, too.
What's your support system there? Have your parents been there, your grandparents? Who's rooting you on?
My mom has been with me this entire time. She took off of work and came to LA with me. My grandma also has been here. And for the live shows, actually, a lot of my family and friends came and were in the audience watching me. So it was just great having that piece of home here with me in LA.
We're talking to Sydney Sterlace making her way to the finale of The Voice. You're on Team Gwen Stefani. What's Gwen been like when you work with her?
She is so sweet on and off camera. You, like, I don't know. It's weird because originally in the beginning, I was just starstruck. Like, Gwen Stefani is right in front of me. And then as the coaching went on and the rounds went on, I realized that she really cares about me. And it's not just a job to her. She cares about me succeeding. And she is the sweetest and most humble person that you'll ever meet.
Tell me about Snoop. What's the party like when he comes in the studio?
Snoop is so down to earth. He's a regular guy. And I think a lot of people forget that all of these celebrities are just people. Like, we were sitting at a table just eating and Snoop walked by and he was like, "Hi, everyone." He took pictures and he's just such a genuine person. And he's also hilarious, too.
He seems like a funny guy. Buble, does he sing when he talks all the time?
He does. Sometimes he'll just start singing. I have a funny story about Michael Buble. We were actually just eating lunch and he walked over with his lunch and just sat down at the table and was eating with us. And he's a really sweet guy.
And the legend Reba. Tell me about Reba.
Oh, Reba is so sweet. She's also like a mother figure like Gwen is. She's just really caring and nurturing. And she just really wishes everybody the best.
When it comes to the way that you look on the show, your style, outfits and hair and stuff like that, do you get help from a big team of pros?
Oh, yeah. The Voice has a wardrobe team. So they kind of like shop outfits for us. Like, they know what our song is. They know how everything's going to go. And we definitely have a say. Like, if I put something on and I'm like, this is not something I would wear, I can tell them that. But most of the time, they really know what they're doing.
And what about the set design? Because it looks over the top.
Yeah. For the live shows, they really change everything about the performances. Because before, it was just me and a microphone on a blank stage. And now I had dancers in my last performance, and this one coming up, I'm not going to say what's going on, but it is amazing, and I'm really excited for everyone to see.
So, not that the pressure's on, but now that you're in the finals, you don't have to win like everybody does well in the finals. Is there a strong desire to win it all?
I am just so happy that I'm in the finale to begin with, and I feel like we're all winners from the beginning. To now, everyone is a winner in my eyes. Like, everyone here is so amazing. And I feel like America's going to choose the right winner. And I'm not worried about the outcome.
Sydney, what advice do you have for someone listening now that maybe thinks they've got what it takes, maybe has a dream to succeed, but maybe doesn't have the courage to audition for The Voice?
I would say to somebody who was in my position and wants to be where I am right now on a show like The Voice, I would say to believe in yourself if nobody else does, because the only opinion that matters is your own. And if you believe in yourself and you have confidence, then you can do anything.
You're a lot of fun to watch on TV. You have a beautiful voice.
And thank you.
I hope the very best for you, Sydney. Representing West Seneca and Western New York, so nice to talk to you. Sydney Sterlace from NBC's The Voice.
Thank you so much. It was nice talking to you.